Good afternoon. I'm Sharon Allseth with WFYI News. Ivy Tech Community College says it set a fall semester enrollment record with more than 113,000 students taking classes at its campuses across the state. That gives Ivy Tech a 1.6% increase from last fall. Ivy Tech has seen the number of students at its system explode in recent years, with this fall's enrollment up 73% since 2005. The school president says it's starting to face some trouble having enough faculty and student service staff, along with space constraints at some campuses. A 21-year-old woman critically injured in the stage collapse at the Indiana State Fair has returned home but faces months of recovery. Shelley Collenbeck says her daughter, Caitlin, has 24-hour home care and is expected to be in a neck and body brace for at least 4 months. Caitlin spent several days on a ventilator after suffering a brain injury, a broken collarbone, and broken ribs that punctured her lungs. Nearly 1,900 volunteers are fanning out across the area today and tomorrow for United Way of Central Indiana's Day of Caring. 85 projects are going on at nonprofits, schools, and child care centers. Indianapolis area businesses are participating by allowing their employees to volunteer to help out the community. The Colts are holding a cell phone drive tonight ahead of the preseason game against Green Bay. Fans are encouraged to drop off new or gently used cell phones to be donated to domestic violence victims. And Governor Daniels and the Indiana Arts Commission have announced this year's recipients of the Governor's Arts Awards. The six honorees include the Children's Museum of Indianapolis. WFYI weather today through Wednesday, sunny days with highs in the low to mid 80s and clear nights. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Allseth.